It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. You know that episode of a sitcom in reruns that you've seen a lot? I can think of a couple Seinfeld episodes, personally. Well, that's what it's feeling like when it comes to the State House debating education funding. We've seen this before. With me to discuss this and other legislative issues, as she is most Monday mornings, is our IPR State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
All right, let's start with Senate Democratic Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl. Last week, on a day when many at the Capitol were wearing pink to represent the pink slips many teachers were receiving. Here's what he had to say.
I'm wearing a pink tie today in solidarity with the children and families of the state of Iowa who are going to have more crowded classrooms. More kids are going to fall through the cracks, more programs are going to be dropped, and in a few years we'll wonder why we have slipped from first in the nation in terms of high school graduation rates.
Of course, this is because the Democratic Senate and the Republican majority House are still far apart on budgets, mainly because of schools. Now here's GOP House Speaker Craig Paulson.
We've told you guys for months that we were going to have to go in and make reductions in other budget areas. We just did that. Today with the administration regulation budget in order to fulfill the promise we've made to schools.
So, Joyce, one thing we really haven't talked about, what happens if this session crashes into the start of the school year because there's still no deal?
Well, the worst case scenario is that it would crash into the start of the fiscal year on July 1st and state government would be shut down. But everyone's pretty confident that's not going to happen. Governor Branstad is predicting that they'll be finished by the end of May. As I've said, sometimes a deal can happen fast, but back in 2011, it didn't happen until June 30th.
Another issue that's come up in recent weeks is Iowa's eminent domain laws. We're switching gears. And remind us what lawmakers discussed last week.
Well, the House and Senate are advancing identical bills that would put up some obstacles for two giant energy projects that have been proposed. That's the Bakken crude oil pipeline and the Rock Island Clean Line to transport wind energy. Now, both of those projects are in the process of securing easements from landowners. Some landowners are resisting, and the bill would make the companies meet some thresholds before they could forcibly take the land.
And there's a history here regarding eminent domain, right? I mean, former Democratic Governor Tom Vilsack vetoed some eminent domain legislation a number of years ago.
That's right. The issue today is the fact that the Bakken Project and the Rock Island Clean Line, they're private companies. Lawmakers say it's a departure for them to condemn private property when it's the profit of the companies that are at stake, not a public good. That's kind of traditionally the definition of eminent domain. But you're right, back in 2007, a similar case, the issue was about condemning property for a lake project that was ostensibly for the public good of increased water supply, but critics said it was really for private lakeshore development. The legislature passed a bill restricting that. The governor vetoed it, and then the legislature overrode the veto. That doesn't happen very often. Lawmakers point to that as an example that both parties care a lot about landowner rights, and that's what's at stake in these new projects.
Finally, Joyce, what's on the program today at noon on River to River when you and Ben Kiefer sit down for Legislative Monday?
Well, we'll be talking about the eminent domain legislation. We'll hear from legislators, landowners, and an executive with the Rock Island Clean Line.
Okay, Joyce, thank you.
Okay.